Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you why I think the robotic pool cleaner is probably going to dominate the cleaner market, probably within the next 4 or 5 years. It'll probably be the most popular cleaner type for your pool, and I'll go over some of the reasons why. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963. Providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. So I personally like robotic pool cleaners over suction cleaners and pressure cleaners for a variety of reasons. Of course, there are some drawbacks. If you do pool service for a living and you have a customer with a robotic pool cleaner, they have to be the ones that actually put it in the pool for you and make sure that it's operating before your service day. Otherwise, the pool is not going to be as clean. So there's one drawback in robotic pool cleaner is that it's more geared towards the homeowner. And we in the industry like suction cleaners and the pressure side cleaners because they stay in the pool all week, making our job easier. And that's one reason in part why robotic pool cleaners aren't as popular on the West Coast. In the Midwest, in the north part of the country, in Europe, robotic pool cleaners dominate the cleaner sector already. In fact, in Europe, a lot of stores don't even sell anything but robotic pool cleaners. So it's a very dominant field in different regions of the country. And so I can see why in the West Coast, they're not as dominant because to sell a cleaner to a customer means that you have to rely on them to put the cleaner in the pool and to set it to operate so that the pool is clean every week. With that aside, there are now a lot of models that you could actually program a cleaning cycle for the pool. You can leave them in the pool all week long, and then you can program a weekly cleaning cycle. I just mentioned the Proteus series cleaners that I just recently did a podcast on and have some videos coming out on. And this series has a timer that you can program the cleaner to run one time a week, 4 times a week, or 3 times a week. And the Polaris cleaners also have a timer. Some Aquaproduct models have a timer. Also, where you can set it so it can clean the pool during the week, like just any other cleaner. So that's one hurdle that's being overcome by the manufacturers now, so that you can actually leave the pool cleaner in the pool all week, like a traditional suction side or pressure side cleaner. And I would guess the next question would be, is it okay to leave the robotic pool cleaner in your pool all week? And that's just a matter of preference. I prefer, when I use the cleaner in my pool, to take it out after every cleaning. But I have left cleaners in long term for testing, and there's no effect on them usually because they have very well sealed motors. The seals are very well made now. They're chemical resistant, and they can withstand being in the pool 24/7, no problem. So there's a lot of models, again, out there that you can put in the pool, and they'll stay in there pretty much all week long. And the reason why I think the robotic pool cleaners will dominate the market is because they're highly effective. Just the way they clean the pool, they get stuff that you just can't see in the pool under normal circumstances, really microscopic stuff that the cleaners will miss. And then also how rapidly they clean the pool is another plus for the robotic pool cleaners. They can clean an entire pool in less than 2 hours in most cases, leaving the pool spotless from the floors all the way to the walls, and including the water line with some models. So just the rapid pace of cleaning, the fact that they clean and filter stuff down to very small particle is one reason why they're becoming more popular. Another reason is they're independent from the pool system. So the dirt and debris that's picked up by the robotic pool cleaner stays in the cleaner, doesn't go into the pool filtration system. This will actually extend the pool filter system. You want to clean it as often, especially if you have a suction side cleaner picking up all the dirt and pulling it into the filter. A robotic pool cleaner will allow you to clean your filter less and keep your pool looking a lot better. And this also means that if your filtration system isn't top-notch, the robotic pool cleaner will clean your pool really well without having to worry about investing in a larger filter or a better pump. It'll keep the pool clean. And depending on the model, some of them filter down to a very small micron. The Aquabot models filter down to about 2 microns, which is better than a D filter or just as good. And then you have the Hayward and Dolphin ones that filter down to about 10 or 20 microns with their filtration systems in there. And the Polaris filters down a little bit less, but also filters very well. And so all these models, depending on which one, can actually leave your pool completely spotless, including picking up algae dust and fine pollen, things like that. I really like the models that clean the walls up to the waterline, and some models actually clean the waterline itself. These are great because then you don't have to do anything to your pool but drop the robotic pool cleaner in, hit the power button, and it'll run in your pool, leaving it spotless after 2 or 3 hours. I think the one reason why they're really popular in the Midwest and back east is because the season is so short. So you have a 4-month season. You usually don't have pool service out that way or a lot of pool stores. And so putting a robotic pool cleaner in the pool eliminates a lot of the cleaning of the pool and maintenance of the pool. And since the season is so short, the robotic pool cleaner will have a much longer lifespan. And I guess I'll touch on how long these cleaners last in the pool. And with the new technology they have in them now, they're making them a lot better, a lot more durable, and they have a lot less problems. So you're going to get a lot of use out of them. Basically, you can tell by the warranty how long it's going to be before you have to change parts in it, or how long you might need to go without service. So if the company offers you a 2-year warranty, you pretty much know that you're not going to need any maintenance on that cleaner for 2 years, using it once or twice a week. If it has a 1-year warranty, figure after the first year you have to change parts or maybe take it in for service. If it has a 3 or 4 year warranty, figure that this cleaner is going to last a very long time without needing any parts or service. So the warranty period is my gauge of how well the cleaner is built and when it's going to need parts or service. They wouldn't warranty it for 2 years if they knew that you weren't going to take it in there to get parts under warranty. So use that as your litmus test to see how long the robotic cleaner will last without having to do any work to it. In my case, in my pool, I've used my cleaner maybe once a week, so it's going to last a pretty long time. And I take it out of the pool also every time and store it in a covered area, so it's not going to get damaged by the elements. So if you treat it right, it's going to last a very long time. And of course, you know, the warranty period is a good indicator there also. And, you know, I've filmed and reviewed over 50 robotic pool cleaners, and so I know these cleaners pretty well. I know which ones are better than others. And I think if you invest in a robotic pool cleaner, the price point you're looking for is anything over $500. Is something that's going to be very reliable. It comes with probably a 2-year warranty at that price. And you're getting a good, solid robotic pool cleaner for that amount of money. If you wanted to get a premium robotic pool cleaner, then you're going to be spending $800. To a little over $1,000, and you can be rest assured that at this level the cleaner is going to be pretty solid for the price point. And some of these in that price range come with a 3-year warranty, so that gives you an indication that the more you pay for the cleaner, the better it's going to be. Obviously, if you get a $300 or $400 robotic pool cleaner, typically 1-year warranty, and typically you're going to have problems with that cleaner after a year of use. So my suggestion is to invest in a more expensive robotic pool cleaner if you're going to keep it long term. And I think you'll have better overall results with a more expensive robotic pool cleaner brand. Since I've tested so many cleaners, if you have any questions about a particular model, or if you're interested in buying a cleaner, I can definitely suggest one for your pool. It's helpful if I see the pool with a photo so that I can kind of gauge which cleaner would be best for your pool. So you can email me a photo at david@swimmingpoollearning.com, and I'll definitely look at your pool to give you a suggestion for the best cleaner. I think another great thing about robotic pool cleaners, and one thing that I think customers like about these cleaners, is that there's no hoses in the pool during the week. You only see the cord when you put the robotic pool cleaner in, and when you take it out, there's nothing in the pool. So you have that really nice, crisp look of a pool in the backyard without the cleaner hose in there. And I think that's a great selling point for these cleaners, besides the fact that they clean the pools extremely well. You know, I do a lot of testing of products in my own personal pool. So whenever I put a suction cleaner in to test it out, I won't use my robotic pool cleaner for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And I tell you, the speed of the suction cleaner is laughable after you use a robotic pool cleaner. And when I'm watching the suction cleaner working in my pool, I always think, man, my robot would just have this pool clean in an hour. But that goes to show that the robotic pool cleaner is, once you have one and use one, you're going to really like it. The price points are dropping, and the features you get for certain price points are definitely increasing. There's just a lot of great technology out there with these cleaners, and I've tested the Aquabot models, the Dolphin, the Hayward and Polaris, and WaterTech, and all of them have great features. They're all a little bit different, and so I can definitely recommend one specifically for you. But I think the cleaning ability, the fact that there's no hoses in the pool during the week, they're also energy efficient. So if you have a variable speed pump and you want to keep your pump running at low speed all the time, you know, 1800 for 12 hours a day, and then you want to raise it to maybe 2100 for the high speed for a few hours, having a robotic pool cleaner will definitely save you energy, because you won't need to have your pool running at a higher RPM to get a suction cleaner moving, or the higher RPM to get a pressure cleaner moving. So in that respect, it'll save you money. It only costs a few pennies every hour it's running, because it converts the wattage down to very low voltage, I think 12 volts or something like that. So it's a very energy efficient way to clean your pool, and it's a very effective way. And again, I think if you start to use a robotic pool cleaner, you're going to see the benefit of it, and you're going to wonder why you didn't get one earlier. And a lot of customers are replacing their pressure side cleaners with robotic pool cleaners, and definitely their suction side cleaners with robotic pool cleaners. I guess one caveat is that you can't really repair these on your own. You can do simple things like changing the brushes, changing the tracks on the side, but anything mechanical, you'll have to take it into a service center. So I recommend buying the cleaner, if you can, at a local pool store. That way you can take it back in for service if you need to. You can buy it online. You just have to make sure that there's a service center nearby you. I wouldn't buy one of these if there wasn't a local service center that could repair it. You can ship it back to the manufacturer, but that takes a lot longer to get things done. So I recommend buying one where there's actually a local store that will actually fix the cleaner for you when you need parts in it. I've sent robots back to Aquabot before. It takes about 2 or 3 weeks to get the robot back from them. So there is a longer time period when you have to ship the robot to the manufacturer to fix it. But I wouldn't say that's a deal breaker. I just would prefer if there's a service center near you. That way you can take it in there whenever you need it serviced. It makes things much easier. The cost of course, repairing the robotic pool cleaner is going to be a lot more than a suction cleaner or a pressure cleaner. So keep that in mind also. If the cost is a problem, then you probably want to stay with what you have. But I think if you can afford a robotic pool cleaner and you can afford the repairs going forward, definitely go with the robotic pool cleaner. They're just being built so well nowadays that they're very long lasting. And again, you'll really like the benefit of the cleaners once you have one in your pool. With that said, you can learn more about robotic pool cleaners on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have the top cleaners in each category listed there. I also have a webpage where I have all the robotic pool cleaners that I filmed on one web page, and you can check that out at my website at swimmingpoollearning.com. If you do service for a living, definitely you want to check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. I have over 230 members in there. There's a great group chat in there also, as well as the benefit of texting me or calling me in real time. And definitely check that out at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.